And it was some years later that Ram decided to visit the sage Agastya, who had just completed executing austerities by living within water for 12 years. Accompanied by demigods on the Pushpaka chariot, Ram arrived at the Rishi's ashram. He then reverently bowed his head to the Rishi, who in turn received Ram with all due hospitality. "My dear Lord Ram, it is my great fortune that you have come here as my respected guest. So please honor me in return by accepting these golden ornaments which were manufactured long ago by the great Vishvakarma. My dear Agastya, only Brahmanas are permitted to accept charity, not Kshatriyas. So the only gift I may receive from you is your valuable words of instruction. Oh, my dear Ram, in the Satya Yuga there were no kings. Thus, one day the people went to Lord Brahma, requesting him to assign them a ruler. And in response, Lord Brahma called for the principal demigods, commanding them to donate various portions of their potencies. And thereafter, Lord Brahma sneezed, and from his nostrils was born a king named Kshupa. Lord Brahma endowed Kshupa with a portion of Indra's energy so that he could rule over the earth, a portion of Varuna's energy for the maintenance of his body, a portion of Kubera's energy for possession of wealth, and a portion of Yamaraj's energy for chastising wrongdoers. Oh, my dear Lord Ram, in the same spirit, you should take these celestial ornaments from me. My dear Rishi, I accept your words, and I will accept the ornaments. Now, please describe how you came to possess all these. Long ago, during the present Treta Yuga, I performed penances in this vast forest. Originally, I entered the forest out of curiosity. Thus I found a desolate, enchanting ashram. After passing the night there, however, I found a dead body lying on the ground. And to my surprise, I was struck by the beauty of that corpse and stared at it for some time. Suddenly, a celestial chariot descended from the sky. Within it was an effulgent person, surrounded by Gandharvas and Apsaras, who were singing and dancing. That splendorous person got down from the chariot and began to feed on the dead body. Indeed, I was astonished to see all this, and so I asked him, "Alas, how is it that you can do such an abominable act?" "Oh, Rishi, my name is Shweta, and I am the son of the illustrious Sudev, and my brother is Suratha. After the death of our father, the citizens made me their king. Then, after ruling for a great while, I considered my duration of life was coming to an end. Thus, I retired to the forest after installing my brother Suratha on the royal throne. Finally, after executing severe austerities for 3,000 years, I ascended to Brahmaloka. However, I was surprised to find that I was still afflicted with great pangs of hunger and thirst. And I therefore inquired, 'My dear Lord Brahma, the residents of your supreme abode are supposed to be free from such disturbances. So how then am I suffering from hunger and thirst?' Oh, Shweta, although you performed penances for a long time, you never gave in charity. And it is for this reason that you now suffer from hunger and thirst even here in my abode of Brahmaloka. So now, to appease you, I ordain that human flesh shall be your meal. O king, you shall suffer the effects of this curse until you meet the great sage Agastya. And so, my dear Lord Ram, as arranged by destiny, I one day came to meet Shweta. In gratitude for being relieved from his distress, he begged me to accept these ornaments. My dear Rishi, so why is it that this place where Shweta formerly performed austerities is now devoid of all beasts and birds? My dear Ram, in Satya Yuga there lived a great king named Manu, who was the founder of the social system consisting of the four occupational duties. Later, Manu's son Ikshvaku inherited the kingdom. In his turn, he begot 100 sons. The youngest son of Ikshvaku was very dull and never obeyed his brothers. Thus, he received the name Danda. Danda founded the kingdom that extends between the Vindhya Mountains and the Saivala Mountains. His capital city was named Madhumantra, and Shukracharya became his sacrificial priest. One day, after having ruled over the kingdom for a long time, Danda went to visit the ashram of Shukra. Upon his arrival, he happened to see the rishi's beautiful daughter named Araja, and she was loitering there by herself. And the very sight of her caused the king to immediately become overcome by lust. Danda forcibly embraced Araja and proceeded to gratify himself with her against her will. Then the king returned to his capital. But soon thereafter, Shukra was informed by one of his disciples of what had happened. When he returned to his ashram, his daughter was there, shedding tears. The rishi angrily cursed King Danda. Let Indra devastate Danda's entire kingdom by raining down dust for 7 days, so that everything becomes buried and all creatures die. Shukra then ordered the residents of his ashram to leave that forest, and he commanded his daughter Araja to continue living there in yogic trance. O Ram, Shukra's curse soon took effect, and so from that time on, this forest is known as Dandakaranya. Lord Ram passed the night at Agastya's ashram, and the next morning Ram departed for Ayodhya.